This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at the West Fieldhouse. As the teams have been introduced, the national anthem has been played, and we are set to go with our second matchup here tonight between the Lumberjacks and the Wausau West Warriors. East is in red with the black and white trim tonight, and West is in white with the gold and blue trim. And let's see what happens in this one. Lumberjacks won the first meeting of the year between these two teams. Both teams looking to go into the playoffs on a high and get a victory here. Lumberjacks need one. They've dropped four in a row. Hamlin will jump center against Jacob Tortson. And both jumped too early, but Hamlin was able to get it on the way down and give the ball off to Jaden Rickey. Bryce Taylor left wing, kicks it out on top to Widmark. Now Dimka down low to Hamlin. They wanted to get him some touches early. He turns, wants to operate, lost the dribble, picked it up. Now needs some help, gives it off to Dimka. They swing it now. Rutkowski left wing, lofted down to Widmark on the low post. Backs in, turns, hangs in the air, shot off the rim, no good. Hamlin the rebound, put back up and in. Dylan Hamlin with the putback basket of the miss by Widmark. 2-0 Lumberjacks. Warriors will come into the forecourt on the dribble. That's Jacob Rader. Rader gives it off now to Tortson. Back to Rader. Here's Penn launching a three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound over the top. That's going to be a foul called on Kyle Nickel. Nickel gets a loose ball foul. Penn launched a three and left it a little bit short for the right wing. Lumberjacks have the basketball. West drops back into half-court defense. And into the front court. Rutkowski with it. Widmark top of the key. Swings it. Taylor. Loft it down low to Hamlin. Nice bounce pass inside to Taylor. They get a backdoor layup for Bryce Taylor. Hamlin with a great assist right there. Nice bounce pass as Taylor got free on the back end and laid it up and in. 4-0. Now the ball kicked by Taylor out on top of that zone. And the ball will remain with the Warriors. Good start for the Lumberjacks here. 4-0 in the early going. And West has the basketball into the front court. Jacob Rader on the dribble. Rader gives it off to Tortson. Tortson, just a freshman. Now it's Rader. Bounce pass down low. They kick it to the other side. Here's Penn launching from the left wing this time. In and out, no good. The rebound grabbed by Hamlin. East wants to push. Rutkowski quickly ahead. Taylor's going to drive. Spin move at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low to Widmark. Backs in. Leans in. Puts it up and in. Got bodied, but they let him play on, and Widmark got the hoop. It's 6-0 Lumberjacks. Warriors into the front court. Rader with it to Tortson. Avoids the double team. Bullet pass inside. Knocked away by Rutkowski, and East with it on the turnover. Jaden wants to push. Hands it to Taylor. Taylor out on top to Widmark. They swing it. Dimka down low to Hamlin. He catches. Going to drive in with a little right-handed hook up and in. Dylan Hamlin playing very active here in the early going. West wants a timeout. 8-0 Lumberjacks. A solid start for East. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Basketball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit easylivingmanagement.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the West Fieldhouse. A solid start for the Lumberjacks. They lead it 8-0. This is about as active and as decisive as I've seen Dylan Hamlin in quite a while. Here's a drive down the lane. Bullet pass inside on the bounce pass. Intercepted by Whitmore. Another West turnover. Rutkowski wants to push behind the back pass to Taylor. He got knocked down, lost the handle on it. Hamlin, though, grabs the loose ball. Rutkowski for three, and he buried it. Holy cow, Lumberjacks up 11-0. They have hit five of their first six shots. Tortson in the front court gives it off to Jacob Rader. Joe Utek has checked into the game for West. Bullet pass cross court. Here's a drive in by Tortson. Hangs in the air. Left the shot short. Battle for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by West. And East will have it. Good move to get free inside by Jacob Tortson. He just left the shot a little bit short. And the Lumberjacks have it. 5:10 to play first quarter. 11-0 East. Rutkowski into the front court. Widmark, high post, kicks it to Rutkowski, thought about the three, but Penn came out to play him. Bryce Taylor drives in, spins, lost the handle on it, knocked away. He dribbled into pressure that time. A little out of control. Tortson back the other way. Tortson is a freshman, 6'2 freshman, and now we get a reach-in foul called on the Lumberjacks. Bryce Taylor picks up the foul. That's about the first thing that's gone wrong here for the Lumberjacks here in the early going. West will inbound at side court. And they get it in. Noah Drykozin in for West. Tortson on the dribble outside. Bounce pass. Now we get a whistle. Kicked ball by Dimka. And West will inbound it again. East-West basketball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Drykozin gives it off to Tortson. Trying to post up Penn. In the high post against Hamlin. Tortson, bounce pass, left corner. That's Kyle Nickel. Three ball launch from out there. That's no good by Penn. The rebound grabbed by Dimka. Penn 0 for 3 from 3-point range to start. Dimka, Widmark top of the key, swings it. Rutkowski to Dimka. Down low to Widmark again. He goes in, leans in, shoots off the glass too hard. West with the rebound. Here come the Warriors back the other way. Penn into the front court. Penn still on the dribble. Bounce pass inside. That's a travel as Nickel barely kept that ball from going out of bounds and then stumbled as he went toward the basket. He traveled with the basketball, and East will get it back here with 4:03 to play in the first quarter. They lead it 11-0. Rutkowski into the front court to Taylor. Widmark between the circles gives it off to Dimka. Looks for a cutter. Now Widmark going to drive in, kick it left wing. Taylor for three. In and out and out again. Almost came back in. But rimmed out for Taylor, and West with the rebound. Drykozin into the front court for the Warriors. Gives it off to Taylor Penn. He's staying in that zone. In the corner, Tortson feeds Penn. A little pull-off jumper off the glass. Too hard, and East with the rebound. Penn 0 for 4 to start here. Dimka, Hamlin top of the key, down low to Widmark, to Rutkowski in the left corner. Crossover dribble, goes baseline, reverse, missed the shot. The rebound no good. Hamlin kept it alive for a moment. It's loose, but here come the Warriors back the other way. Now the ball knocked away again. West loses it. Widmark comes away with the loose ball. Rutkowski almost had a great drive on the baseline, but couldn't finish on the reverse. Now he takes a pass, drives in, kicks it to Taylor, open for three again, left wing. That's no good. Widmark grabs the rebound. He kicks it back outside. Dimka thought about the three. And now he'll shoot it and hit it. Tanner Dimka for three. And it's 14-0 Lumberjacks. I'm not sure what Nate Lemons expected, but it certainly wasn't this. Taylor Penn at the free throw line. Drives in, hangs in the air. A runner, no, but a foul. And Taylor Penn's going to go to the line. Penn is 0 for 5. Dimka will pick up the foul here, and Taylor Penn will shoot two. Actually 0 for 4. Back bracket, no good. So a tough start for Taylor Penn. I'm sure Coach Dimka is probably seriously considering not even subbing at this point, but he is going to bring in J.P. Lacey, Trenton Pate into the game. That starting five did a great job here tonight to get things going. Penn hits the first free, or the second free throw. It's 14-1. Widmark's taking a breather along with Taylor, so it's Pate out there with Lacey, Dimka, Rutkowski, and Hamlin. Dimka to Hamlin. Shoots a little jumper, hits it. Dylan Hamlin's feeling it tonight. He's 3 for 3 and playing much more decisively than we've seen him. West with it, Taylor Penn outside the arc. He's staying in the zone. Now it's Noah Drykozin. Picks up his dribble now. They've got Lacey out on top here. or on the side of the zone. Pate's out there as well. Rykosin swings it. Penn wants to go down in the corner. Not there. Picks up his dribble now. Back out on top. They swing it. This is David Seaman in the game for West. Pass down in the corner. Now back out. Penn thought about the three. Instead, he's going to drive. Pull up two. That's way short. And Dimka pulls away the rebound. Taylor Penn. Tough night to start shooting the basketball. They give it off to Rutkowski. Out on top to Lacey. To Pate. Trent Pate down low to Hamlin. He catches. Backs in. Little half hook off the, over the top. Good defense that time. Might have got fouled. He wanted the foul. Didn't get it. As Hamlin missed. And back the other way come the Warriors. Strike Kozin. Bullet pass inside. Stolen away by Trent Pate. Gives it off to Rutkowski. Rutkowski. Skip pass to Dimka. Gets a screen from Hamlin. Dimka down the lane. Throws up a runner. No! Yes! And a foul! How that went in, I have no idea. Dimka just sort of threw it up there as he got fouled and was going down with the shot. Down from the shot. Threw it up and it went in over the rim. And he gets it and the foul. And everything going right for East here in the early going. They lead it 18-1. Hamlin's going to take a breather. And Zheng Cheng gets in the game for East. He's wearing goggles tonight. That's the first time we've seen him in those. Maybe he's got an eye problem or a contact problem, but the free throw is up and in. Dimka gets the three-point play, and West wants another timeout. We'll take one as well. A minute five to play first quarter, 19-1 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at the West Fieldhouse as the Lumberjacks have gone off to a 19-1 lead here in the first quarter. Lots of basketball to be played, but man, oh man, has East come out scorching. Six for Hamlin, six for Dimka, two for Widmark, three for Rutkowski, two for Taylor. West will have the basketball. A minute three to play first quarter. Warriors with it in the front court. Penn. To Jacob Raiders back in there. They pass it into Penn, and Zheng Cheng saved it from going out of bounds and threw it off of Penn's leg out of bounds. Great play right there by Zheng Cheng. Bryce Taylor back in the game for East. Lewis Nass on the floor for the first time, so Paul Dimka using his bench liberally here in the early going. Six turnovers for the Warriors here in the first quarter. Taylor with it. Pate going to shoot a long one. A little too hard that time. Rebound grab by the Warriors. Mason Bednarski in the game comes away with it. West back the other way in the front court. 31 seconds remaining. Rykosin's pass knocked away, but Bednarski comes away with it. Kicks it to the corner. Now dribbled back out on top. Jacob Rader drives in, and he traveled with the basketball. Tried to split two defenders and travels. And that's seven turnovers on the Warriors here with 21.8 seconds to play in the first quarter. Zheng Cheng will bring it ahead. He's a senior. Doesn't play a whole lot, but getting an early call here tonight. Nass with it. Now Pate to Cheng, right wing. To Lacey, top of the key. Lacey wanted to operate. That's cut off. Gives it to Taylor, right wing. Drives in and puts it up. Yes, and a foul. He got bumped before the shot. Instead, they let the shot go up and then call the foul. So Bryce Taylor will get a chance at a three-point play here. First foul going to be called against Carson Weber, who's in the game for West. Free throw on the way, and it rims off no good. We get a whistle, and it's going to be a lane violation on the Lumberjacks. So West will have it with 1.9 seconds to play in the quarter. It's a 21-1 game. East with the lead. They inbound it. Three-quarter court shot. Good if it goes. It's short. And the first quarter comes to an end. 21-1 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at the Wausau West Fieldhouse. All Wausau East here in the first quarter. They lead it 21-1. 9 of 16 from the field for the Lumberjacks. 0 for 7 from the field for the Warriors. West will have the basketball to begin the second quarter. Logan Bailey out there for East. Some of the starters back out there as well. Hamlin back out there. Widmark, Dimka, and Rutkowski on the floor with Logan Bailey right now. So he's getting everybody a little bit of action here early. Warriors with it. He's staying in the zone. They pass it down to the corner. That's a near travel for Carson Weber. Gets rid of it. They skip it now down on the baseline to Bednarski. Back out on top, Jacob Rader picked up his dribble. Now into the top of the point to Bednarski, passes out of there. Here's Penn with the shot. That's short again, and Widmark grabs the rebound. Taylor Penn with a terrible start to his shooting night here. Rutkowski in the front court. Dimka, left wing, out on top to Widmark. Rutkowski off the screen, passed up the shot. Gives it to Logan Bailey, right wing. Bounce pass to Hamlin, right back to Bailey. He passed up the three. Bailey picked up his dribble now, needs some help. Widmark comes out to the top of the key. Bullet pass inside to Hamlin. Yes, and a foul. I'll tell you what. Dylan Hamlin, earlier in the season, those passes would have been bobbled. Hamlin, if there's one complaint about him at 6'11", he doesn't play strong underneath with the basketball, but tonight he is. Decisive. As soon as he gets the ball, he's going up, and it's paying off. He missed the free throw there. But he is having a great first half here, and the Lumberjacks lead at 23-1. Pass in the high post. They kick out to Rader. Rader, right wing, backs out the dribble. Now gives it off to Drykozin. He passes cross court to Penn, back to Drykozin. Now on the baseline to Bednarski. Kicks it out to Rader, back on the baseline. Shot put up. That's no good. Long rebound, though, grabbed by the Warriors. Weber missed it. Got his own rebound. Penn drives in, and an offensive foul as Hamlin takes the charge. Penn ran him over, and it continues. The bad luck continues for the Warriors, and East will have the basketball as Penn gets the offensive foul. Rutkowski into the front court, gives it to Dimka. Hamlin comes out on top, passes out to Rutkowski. Now Widmark, top of the key, down low to Hamlin again. He gets the ball knocked away, but it came right to Bailey. Rutkowski's going to launch a three. Rims out. No good. West with the rebound. Warriors back the other way. Penn has it. Skip pass to Rader. Drives the paint. His pass knocked away. It's loose. Came right to Penn in the corner. Three ball launched. That's too long. No good. And Bailey with the rebound. Warriors can't throw it in the ocean tonight. They still have yet to make a field goal. 5:54 to play first half. They get it down low to Hamlin again. Spins, turns, no, but a foul, and he'll shoot two. And now Hamlin's got to knock down his foul shots. Dylan Hamlin has 8 points here in the first half. A couple of rebounds, and he took a charge for an offensive foul as well. Bryce Taylor getting set to check back in for East. Hamlin's first foul shot rattles around and in. 24-1. Kyle Nickel back in the game for the Warriors. The West crowd is sitting down. They're sort of stunned here. The East crowd is on their feet, at least the student section is. Second foul shot coming for Hamlin. He got them both. 25-1, Lumberjacks. Jacob Rader into the front court. Double teamed out on top. Picked up his dribble. Needs to get rid of it and does. This is Drykozin, drives in, kicks it out to Rader. Now left wing Penn for three. That's short again. The rebound, though, grabbed by Nickel. Hangs in the air. No, missed it. Rebound kept alive, and they're going to get Widmark over the back, I think. I think it was Widmark they got with the foul there. Yeah, Widmark will pick up the foul, and it will be a non-shooting foul. West will inbound it. But once again, West unable to knock down any shots here. They'll inbound it. Tortson back in, looks to get it in, and does to Rader. Dribbles it back out on top. Rader on the dribble. Carson Weber back out on top to Rader. Penn gives it off to Nickel. He wants to operate. Now kicks it back outside. They get it back to Penn. Goes baseline. Pulls up. Shoots over Rutkowski. In and out. No good. Hamlin with the rebound. Penn got a good look on the baseline that time. A short jumper. Couldn't knock it down. Taylor for three on the other end. Too hard. And we're going to get a foul called on the Warriors. Loose ball foul called on West. Hamlin had rebound position that time. Nickel will pick up his second foul. And Dylan Hamlin will head to the line. Is this the bonus here? Yep, seventh team foul on West. And Dylan Hamlin will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. 5:05 to play, first half. First one's on the way, up and in. Dylan Hamlin putting together a game here. East-West basketball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Hamlin buries the second free throw as well. He's 4 out of 5 from the line, and it's 27-1. Tortson and Rader play catch in the backcourt. Now they get it ahead. Carson Weber kicks it back outside. They swing it. Down to Penn in the quarter. Skip pass cross court. Tortson back to Weber on the baseline. Rutkowski gets out there quick to challenge him. West with it still outside. Rader. That was a slow pass. Widmark thought about going after it. Instead, Tortson grabbed it. Now it's Raiders going to drive down the lane. Shot put up and in. Nobody got him that time. Rader just went right to the basket. Hamlin didn't want to foul. And it's the first field goal of the night for Wausau West. It's 27-3. See if that gets the lid off the basket for him. Dimka with it. Down low to Widmark, right wing. Lots of basketball yet to be played. Widmark turns, spins, shoots. They're going to call him for a travel. Just the second turnover on the Lumberjacks, and it will be West basketball. All right, you don't want to give a whole lot of this back now. You want to keep the pedal to the metal here. 27-3, Lumberjacks. Don't let them even think about getting back in the game if you're East. Bounce pass in the corner. Andy Yang in the game now. His pass nearly knocked away. Widmark almost got it. Weber out to Rader. Rader gives it off. Tortson's going to attack. Hamlin is going to get a... Did he take another charge? Or did they get a foul? They're going to get a blocking foul on Hamlin that time. Got there a little bit late. And Tortson's going to shoot. That basket go in? Apparently it did. Tortson gets the hoop. I was watching the foul. Tortson got the hoop. He's got a chance for a three-point play here. Hamlin's going to take a seat. Free throw on the way. So West with a little bit of a spurt here. They've scored the last 5 points. It's 27-6. Rutkowski to Widmark. Lofts it down low to Lacey. Catches and gets hammered. Oh, they call a jump ball. Yikes. Lacey looked like he got hammered, but they call a jump ball. West will get it on the... Nope. East will get it on the possession arrow. So Taylor will inbound it. Gets it into Dimka. Now to Taylor. Taylor nearly knocked away. He's under attack there. The ball runs out of bounds. It's last touch by Taylor. He was getting hacked as well, but they let him play on. Third turnover on East. So West with a little bit of a spurt here with 3:37 to play first half. Well, it couldn't stay the way it was forever. You know the Warriors were going to start hitting some shots and getting some turnovers, and they have here. 27-6. Lumberjacks still lead by 21. Here's a drive down the lane. Shot put up by Penn. And they're going to call a travel on Taylor Penn. Another turnover on the Warriors. That's 8. And it will be East basketball. Rutkowski gives it off to Bryce Taylor. Taylor on the dribble to Rutkowski. They try the backdoor alley-oop. Taylor catches, gets knocked down, and he'll go to the line to shoot a pair here. Rutkowski lofted it over the top to Taylor on an alley-oop, and Bryce earns the two foul shots, got hammered. Nate Lemon's having an animated conversation with one of the officials about something that he's not liking. Taylor's first foul shot rattles out, in and out, and out. Trent Pate getting back into the game for Bryce Widmark. Bryce Taylor's second foul shot is on the way, and it's up and in. He got one of two, 28-6 Lumberjacks. 3:10 to play first half. Jacob Rader into the front court for the Warriors. Reminder still to come tonight, DC Everest playoff hockey. They take on Smash. We'll have that game in its entirety when we're done here. Andy Yang with it. He's got two of his fingers taped together, probably jammed a finger in practice or a game. It's kind of hard to shoot that way. They try an alley-oop, and they got it to Carson Weber for the alley-oop on the back door. Up and in, 28-8, 20-point lead for the Lumberjacks. East into the front court, Bryce Taylor with it. Wants to go baseline, lost the handle, spins, and we get a whistle and a foul called on the Warriors. Now the officials are going to have a conversation, they're going to call a travel. Ah, they call a travel. The outside official gets the travel, and it's the fourth turnover on the Lumberjacks. Bryce Taylor not happy about that. I don't think there may not be anybody in the league who gets fouled more than Bryce Taylor and doesn't get the calls. He gets hammered all the time, and they just let him play on. West with it in the front court. Thornton drives in, jump stop, shot blocked, but a foul called, and it will be two shots coming for Jacob Thornton. Explosive first step that time for Thornton, got him free. And so this latter part of the second quarter, the Warriors have been holding their own here after being swamped early in this one. Thornton's first foul shot up and in. He'll get another. He's got 4 points in the quarter. It's 28-9. Remember, East had a lead over Merrill late in the first half and had a chance to put them away and didn't do it. 28-10, 18-point game. As Thornton hits the second foul shot, now it's Rutkowski into the front court, gives it off to Bryce Taylor. Taylor lofts it down low to Lacey, who catches, shoots, no, but a foul, and J.P. Lacey will get a couple of foul shots here. East-West basketball is brought to you in part by Clovervale Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Timeout call by the Lumberjacks, we'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plotto and his son Dylan to do the dishes.
We are Fox Sports!
To the air, lost the basketball. Taylor got the rebound, put it up and in. Rutkowski wanted a foul, didn't get it, but Taylor got the rebound and put it up and in. It's 30-10. Here's Thornton, explodes past Taylor, shot put up and in. Jacob Thornton with a quick first step got free and laid it off the glass. It's 30-12. Rutkowski to Taylor, left wing. Down low to Lacey, backs in, now kicks it out. Taylor's open for three, yes! And a... No, they didn't give him the foul, he got knocked down, but Taylor hit the three ball from the corner. It's 33-12. West with it, Carson Weber. Down low to Andy Yang. Yang back out to Thornton. They swing it. Now it's Penn. Pate, good defense, stayed in front of Penn. Now Torson's open for three. Shoots, back bracket, no good. Rutkowski with the rebound. East back the other way. Rutkowski gives it to Dimka. They give it to Taylor. Taylor looks inside, not there. Now to Pate. He's open for three. Shoots and hits. Trent Pate gets in the act with a three-pointer. 36-12, Lumberjacks. Tortson brings it ahead into the front court. Now gives it off to Kyle, Drykozin. Now the pass knocked away. Yang lost it. Neither official could see that one. West will keep it. Neither official had an angle on that one. As it was knocked out of bounds, Warriors will keep the basketball. I had a bad angle on it too. No one could really see from where we were sitting who that went off of. But West will keep it. Not much argument there for the Lumberjacks. Tortson with it on the dribble. 26 seconds. West will probably play for one here. Tortson, now he wants to drive in. Lost the handle on the ball. Now it comes loose. He grabs it, gets it back. Weber wants to drive in. That's a travel. No whistle. Now he throws away. Tortson tries to save it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be East basketball. Nobody from the Lumberjacks touched that. And the Warriors turn it over again. That's 10 turnovers on West. And East gets it back for a final shot here with 10.3 seconds to play. Rutkowski to Taylor. Now it's Dimka. Hamlin out on top. They post up Taylor down low. Tortson's all over him. No whistle. Wow. Bryce Taylor just looking at the official going, come on. And he'll go back to the locker room. And the Lumberjacks leading comfortably here by a score of 36-12. How could that not be a foul? As Tortson just bodied up on Taylor and knocked him all over the place. But the Lumberjacks have to be very happy here with this first half of basketball as they are in command, leading 36-12. We'll take a timeout, come back after this. You're listening to East West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Wausau West Fieldhouse. And the gymnastics team doing their routine again. This is like an all-star gymnastics team from the Wausau area, I think, doing their routine here at halftime of the boys' basketball game. They did it earlier as well. Crowd very appreciative. Some pretty good moves out there. We're at halftime, and the Wausau East Lumberjacks are in command of this one, 36-12. They went off to a 21-1 lead at the end of the first quarter as the Wausau West Warriors were 0-for-7 from the field in that first quarter, while East was going 9-out-of-16. West has also turned the ball over 10 times in this first half to just 4 for the Lumberjacks. East basically played a perfect first half of basketball for the most part. And let's take a look at the scoring. For Wausau West, Jacob Tortson leading the way. He's got 7, all coming in the second quarter. 2 for Jacob Rader, 2 for Carson Weber, and 1 for Taylor Penn. Penn is 0-for-7 from the field and 1-for-2 from the line. Don't want to let him start going off, though, because in the first matchup between these two teams, ...14 in the first half and finished with 36, so he got it going, but he basically scored right from the get-go in that game, and tonight having all kinds of problems with the outside shot, 0-for-7. West was just 4 of 17 from the field and 4 of 5 from the free throw line, and they turned the ball over, as I said, 10 times. For the Lumberjacks, 12 points for Dylan Hamlin. Great half of basketball for Hamlin, not only scoring but playing defense, getting rebounds, took a charge in the game. So far, and he's got 12. Bryce Taylor with 11, including a three-ball from the corner. 6 points for Tanner Dimka. He had a three-pointer. Jaden Rutkowski hit a 3-for-3. Trenton Pate hit a 3-for-3. And Bryce Widmark with a bucket for 2. East was 13 of 24 from the field, 7 of 11 from the line, and as I said, turned the ball over just 4 times in that matchup. East-West basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral service. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. A reminder, once again, that the DC Everest Evergreens will be taking on First Stevens Point in hockey tonight. We'll have that game in its entirety following this one. And then tomorrow, the Evergreen boys basketball team, who is playing Spash tonight, going on the road for a non-conference game, and I mean really on the road. The Hodags of Rhinelander and the Everest Evergreens are going to play an afternoon game tomorrow down at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Chris Conley will be down there to have the call for you. They're going to run that on a delayed basis, because of some of the way they're running those games down there. They're going to have a lot of interruptions between quarters and between the halves. So we're going to run it on a tape-delayed basis later in the afternoon tomorrow. So lots of action. As we said, it's like a perfect storm of games tonight around the central Wisconsin area. With the bad weather last night, a lot of makeup games for hockey tournament play. Wausau West earlier getting a win over Lakeland at the at Marathon Park, 10-0 the final there. And the Warriors await the winner of Spash and DC Everest. They will square off with them next Tuesday. Wisconsin Rapids rolled over Black River Falls in another hockey matchup. Pacelli is playing at Antigo tonight in hockey, and as we mentioned, Spash and Stevens Point down at KB Willett. Lots of basketball, of course, tonight. The Everest girls are in action. The Everest boys playing Spash. Earlier tonight, the Wausau West girls rolled over East. The final was 68-23. And as both teams have returned now to warm up for the second half, we'll take one more quick break and be back with the second half of basketball. See if East can sustain this onslaught from the first half. See if West can make a run. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh Time at Country.